don't know about where you live, but up here in Mahoosick Mills, seems like the minute Turkey Day was over, folks were flying into Christmas, big time. It's starting to look mighty festive, and you can't help but be swept up in it. Across the street, the Finneys put out their creche, and it's beautiful as ever. And Hank and Pearl Playstead have really gone to town with them icicle lights. Hank seems to have recovered from his pre-Thanksgiving pneumonia, but he's slowing down, that's for sure. Ever since he took a header while hanging lights a few years back, they let their son-in-law do the ladder work. Hank stays earthbound, thank goodness, and keeps busy throwing net lights over the shrubs. Those are a little too regular for my tastes, but they do add pizzazz. If there's anyone round here keeping the Christmas spirit alive, though, it's Guy Charbonneau. You should see his place. Come December, it's like the Taj Mahal. He's got it lit night and day. Energy crisis be damned, he considers it a community service. Guy outlines his house and the garage and the shed and the trees, and that's just for starters. Up on the roof, he's got Santa and his sleigh with all 8 reindeer, and the whole thing's mechanical. Santa waves, the reindeers gallop, and Rudolph's nose blinks on and off. Down below, there's angels perched in the shrubs or flying up above. There's animated snowmen and snowwomen, a Victorian scene with kids skating on a pond, the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who, a creche, life-size of course, Charlie Brown, Snoopy and the gang, and inflatable giant snow globes galore. It's just amazing. That's not all. Last year, he started piping in Christmas carols through these speakers he's hung all over the yard. Those are playing round the clock, too. Luckily, Guy lives on a country road outside of town, so there aren't any neighbors to take issue with his Christmas cheer. I have no idea how the Charbonneaus sleep at night, what with all that singing and the yard lit up like it's high noon. Guy prides himself on adding something new each December. All of Mahoosick Mills waits with bated breath. In fact, they had a pool going at Charlie's work with all the guys betting on what it was going to be this year. No one even came close to guessing, though. Get this. An entire inflatable penguin village at the North Pole, complete with igloos. Somehow, Guy managed to squeeze it in beside Mrs. Claus, the elves, and Santa's workshop. It's unreal. Every year, some TV station from Bangor or Portland or both come up and interview Guy. He's quite a celebrity come the holidays. He's even got a backup generator in case the power goes out. Well, with all those inflatables, it's worth it. I mean, there's nothing sadder than a half-deflated Santa. Sometimes in the evening, Charlie and me drive over to the Charbonneau's place after supper to check out the show. If Guy's effort doesn't get you in the holiday spirit, nothing will. We park across the street and stare in wonder, like kids. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.